Oscar Wilde said, conversation should touch everything, but should concentrate itself on nothing. In this Conversations with Artists series, we are going to attempt something similar. We will talk about life and existence through the wisdom of our New Orleans artists. Our first guest is guitarist and projectionist Travis Bird. So, Travis, we are so happy to have you in the studio. Thanks so much for coming in.
I am very glad to be here, and I feel like this is long overdue.
So before we launch into a conversation about self-expression and life, let the listeners know about your work with film and music.
People in New Orleans will know me mostly through Shotgun Cinema, which is a film exhibition nonprofit that I co-founded about 5 years ago. Our ultimate goal is to have a movie theater in New Orleans, which we feel is a huge benefit socially and artistically. And in the meantime, we do screenings all around the city at various times of year. People in New Orleans probably will not know that I also play music and that I play in a band called Guts Club. And I also have a new solo project coming out called Nightwater.
What do you think the purpose of self-expression is?
It came to me as I was thinking of this first question, which is a real humdinger, that we are always self-expressing. Even if we're repressing ourselves, we're still expressing that repression in a way. So self-expression is not really avoidable. It's just what we're always doing. And so if we're always doing that, then self-expression must be the same as the purpose of life, which I'm not sure what it is.
So Aristotle talks about the eudaimonia, right? The purpose of life, like every acorn wants to become a tree.
Yes.
So do you feel that that's the same inertia within like human existence, that we need to become something?
I feel that our consciousness as humans probably makes us desire to understand our place in a society or in the world. So yes, I do definitely think that we have this desire to fulfill something, but we, in, you know, complicated world, we don't always know what that is.
So what image in film have you seen that is so beautiful that you could never forget it?
There are so many. Some images on their own are completely amazing. Let's, for just one example off the top of my head, Holy Mountain by Alejandro Jodorowsky. Every single shot in that movie is just like a miracle. Personally, and with Shotgun Cinema, I'm really interested in showing experimental films. And sometimes those are completely abstract and not recognizable images, but they create a visual and sonic field. And you're experiencing this and kind of giving yourself over to it. And there are moments when that can be like completely, completely amazing.
What sound do you think represents our lives as humans? And you can describe this sound, or if you want to make this sound and really use radio to its full extent,
right.
Feel free.
Right. Well, I practice yoga, and I feel like perhaps the obvious answer is om, the sound of all things. But as that is not probably universally accepted, probably silence is our natural state. I've been thinking about this a lot, the fact that we spend most of our time, you know, not certainly not speaking, but just kind of breathing. So maybe breath is maybe a sound as well. Another way to look at it would be the sound of walking, because humans have always been exploring and walking and traversing the world. And, you know, we still do that to a degree. But the sound of movement, I think, and like going from one place to the next is definitely representative for me.
Listening to Travis Bird, projectionist and co-founder of Shotgun Cinema, as well as local guitarist, who is the guest on Conversations with Artists. For more information about Travis, you can check out shotguncinema.org and vianolavie.org. Thank you so much, Travis, for coming in. It was wonderful having you here.
Glad to be here, Kelly. Thanks.
For Nola V and in New Orleans, I'm Kelly Crawford.